everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. Well, it's December 16th, 9 days until Christmas. What is new at the Mormon Channel this week? Well, we have a new Bible video that recently came out, and if you haven't had a chance to see it, you definitely need to check it out. It's on our website or on our YouTube channel, and it's called Nativity. The Bible video Nativity talks about the birth of the Savior and some of the events surrounding it, and kind of an added fun thing about this one, so you can watch it, obviously, wherever you are, on YouTube or on the Mormon Channel website. But each of the Temple Visitor Centers will have this video. A few examples are Salt Lake City, Temple Square, Washington, D.C., Mesa, Arizona, and also Los Angeles, California. So especially if you're in a cold place and you need to go warm up, that's a great thing to do while you are at a visitor center is go inside and watch this video. And there's something so wonderful about seeing the story of the birth of the Savior on the big screen in front of you. It makes it seem so real. As you watch, for example, Mary and Joseph as they're preparing to welcome Jesus Christ into the world, it's just a wonderful, wonderful video. We can't speak highly enough about it. So again, feel free to check that out at a visitor center, on our YouTube channel, or on our website. It's called, very fittingly, Nativity. Recently, on the Mormon Channel Facebook page, we put out a request for you to send us your favorite Christmas story. It has been so fun to watch the comments and to see the emails come in, and we thank you for sharing your stories with us here at the Mormon Channel. We are very grateful to you. The story that we wanted to share with you today was submitted by Camille. Now, before we tell you the story, think for a moment about a time in your life when you have spent Christmas maybe in a location or in a situation different than what you would have wanted, and maybe you were all alone. Now, that's not a fun thing for anyone. Nobody likes to be alone or to feel lonely, but unfortunately, sometimes at the holidays, situations are a little bit different for some of us. That's what happened to Camille. She was young, she was alone, and she was single, living in Washington, D.C. And she says she was dreading the Christmas holidays because she says, I knew I would be by myself and there was no way that I could afford to make the cross-country trip home. She talks about going to and from work and just arriving home alone at night to an empty apartment. She says that she was grateful to be pursuing her dream of living in the nation's capital, but that she couldn't help but feel this extreme loneliness as the holidays approached. She missed her mother's sweetbread and other baked goods, her dad reading the Christmas story on Christmas Eve, and all of the other comforts that she didn't have this particular Christmas. Can you relate to her story? Has there ever been a time in your life, and maybe it wasn't even at Christmas time, but where you felt really alone? What did you do when that happened? I know I've been in that situation where you feel alone and you're not exactly sure what to do about it. But listen to what she did. Every day, on her way to work, she would pass individuals who were homeless. And she said the air was biting cold. And as she looked at them, she couldn't help but wonder how they could even stay warm. She had a warm wool coat on, but they had less, of course. And she said the air was just freezing cold. But she got this idea, and she said that she realized that she didn't need to feel sorry for herself anymore. She said, something hit me that night and changed my whole attitude for the season. So what did she do? She went home and she started to bake. She baked banana bread and her mom's sweet bread, and she said, if I couldn't have it homemade from her kitchen, I would have it from mine. The next morning, on her way to work, she began to pass out the loaves of freshly baked banana bread to her homeless friends on the street. It may have warmed them a little bit, but I was on fire inside, she said. I found myself smiling all the way up the elevator to my office on the 8th floor, and she talks about how her whole mood changed. She was happier at work, and she was happier in general. And it didn't stop there. The next day, on her lunch break, she took a new blanket, gloves, and earmuffs to another man who was homeless to protect him from the cold air. She gave him warm bread to feed him physically, and she gave him a copy of the scriptures to feed him spiritually, she says. She closes by saying, but it was I that was given the biggest gift on that cold afternoon in December. I can imagine those gifts kept him a bit warmer that winter, but what I received by giving those gifts to him would keep me warm for a lifetime. Thank you, Camille, for being willing to share your story with us. We sure appreciate it. Isn't that a great response to a really difficult situation? Because on one hand, we could all find ourselves in that situation and we could have that same response. We could maybe be sorry for ourselves or think, oh, well, this is just not the way that I planned this Christmas. Or we could take action and do something like that for someone else. Camille's story is a great example of heeding the call of the Savior and showing charity to those around us in need. There's a quote that we'd like to leave you with today that's from President Thomas S. Monson from the First Presidency Christmas Devotional from December 2010, and it's from a talk he gave entitled A Bright Shining Star. This is what he said.
There's no better time than now, this very Christmas season, for all of us to rededicate ourselves to the principles taught by Jesus the Christ. Let it be a time that lights the eyes of children and puts laughter on their lips. Let it be a time for lifting the lives of those who live in loneliness. Let it be a time for calling our families together, for feeling a closeness to those who are near to us, and a closeness also to those who are absent. Let it be a time of prayers for peace, for the preservation of free principles, and for the protection of those who are far from us. Let it be a time of forgetting self and finding time for others. Let it be a time for discarding the meaningless and for stressing the true values. Let it be a time of peace because we have found peace in His teachings. Most of all, let it be a time to remember the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ, that we may share in the song of the angels, the gladness of the shepherds, and the worship of the wise men. My brothers and sisters, may the spirit of love, which comes at Christmas time, fill our homes and our lives and linger there long after the tree is down and the lights are put away for another year.
Isn't that quote a great reminder? There's one line where he says, "Most of all, let it be a time to remember the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ." We hope that you are having a wonderful and delightful Christmas season. Thanks for being with us today. We know your schedules are busy, and we appreciate you joining us here on the Mormon Channel. If you have any suggestions, comments, or Christmas stories you'd like to share with us, send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today, of course. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day we'd like to leave you with today is entitled Believe, and it's featuring the group Voicemail. Now, before we close, tomorrow on Mormon Channel Daily, we're going to go behind the scenes and talk to a musician from Canada named Wayne Burton. His music we play here on the Mormon Channel, I'm sure you've probably heard it. But we're going to talk to him about what it's like to be a father, a husband, a musician, and he's a doctor all at once. What a busy man. And so we're grateful that he agreed to sit down with us tomorrow and talk to us a little bit more about his music and why he enjoys writing it so much and how he finds the time to do it. So that's tomorrow's show. We look forward to being back with you tomorrow. And in the meantime, have a wonderful day today, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Children laughing, snow is gently falling, dreams are calling, like bells in the distance, we were dreamers, not so long ago.
the magic slipped away.
You find it all again on Christmas Day. Believe in what your heart is saying. Hear the melody that's playing. There's no time to waste. There's so much to celebrate. Believe in what you feel inside. Give your dreams the wings to fly. You have everything you need if you just believe. That trains move. Find ourselves again on Christmas Day. Believe in what your heart is saying. Hear the melody that's playing. There's no time to waste. There's so much to celebrate. Believe in what you feel inside. Give your dreams the wings.